But you know, it was different, you know. Mm-hmm. Flour bucket, lard bucket, you know, slop bucket, which we've already covered.
Have you worked
maybe a stand? No, a stand of lard, no. That's a live hog would be a stand of lard, like that.
And the thing that you put in a small mouth bottle to prevent
a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you crack around horses in?
Well, it'd be a whip or a whoop, you know, depending on how loud it was.
Right. And the thing that the grocery boy would prefer.
Be a, you know, just a sack, grocery sack. And, you know, in some areas it might be called a poke.
Made out of?
Hard paper. I mean, you know, something between a heavy grade of notebook paper and a light grade of cardboard, you know.
Okay. And one made out of heavy, coarse, rough material.
Well, that's a toe sack. Mm-hmm. Burlap bags, a toe sack.
And you haven't heard of Croker sack?
Croker sack, I've never heard. There's some Crockers that live around here, you know, like the one on Telly Savalas' show. Man, Crocker, you know. But not croaker. One who croaks is one who dies, you know.
Right.
So you couldn't be a croaker.
Right? And the amount of corn a farmer would take to the mill of the ground.
No particular designation is, you know, I mean, maybe a ton, a wagon load, you know, or something like that, but no.
And the amount of firewood you could take at one time in both yards.
No, that's just an arm load. Mm-hmm. You know, just an arm load of firewood.
Yeah. And you're not familiar with the turnicle?
No, mm-mm. Yeah, sure not. Now, a cord of wood, you know, is 4x4x8, you know, in measurement, but I don't know. How much can you carry? I guess it depends on how big your arms are. You might carry a cord if you was a whopper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Bunyan.
An electric lamp that burns out the thing you replace.
The light bulb.
Okay. And you carry out the clothes to hang them up in
a... And a hamper, clothes hamper, which actually usually mounts to a basket of sorts.
Something that you put in the mouth of the bottle to keep
it from spilling
out?
Like a cork, a stopper.
Yeah.
You know, rubber stopper, cork stopper.
Okay. And an instrument you play, like so?
French harp. Not a mouth harp. Harmonica, you know. Harmonica is what you play if you're in Carnegie Hall. A French harp's what you play if you're in Nashville, you know what I mean?
Right.
And a boing boing, that's a mouth organ or a juice harp. Right. And it's held on the teeth if you don't know what you're doing.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
What about the thing that you drive nails with?
Claw hammer.
Okay. And on a wagon, the long piece.
A tongue. Okay. The wagon tongue.
And on
buggy? Yeah, well, shafts, you know.
Okay. And the outside edge of the wagon?
The rim of the wheel.
Right.
Know what you mean?
Yeah. And you said you hadn't heard of failure tongue?
No. Never did.
Section that a couple of spokes
No.
Or you hadn't heard
of... Well, see, I never did see much of that because it was only like one or two of the wood-tired wagon, wood-wheeled wagon, or, you know, metal wagons, metal-wheel wagons around at that time. Boy, this must be visitor today. Who is this? I don't know.
Getting the 25-cent
gator to him? Yeah, and probably get a dime back, knowing who's taking him through. But anyway, I'm going to have to take a break for just a second, okay?
Okay, the thing that the traces come back in attached
to. Single tree. Or a double tree. But, you know, instead of basically a single tree, if you got a tongue on it, you know, you got a horse on each side, so he's a single, you know. We also used to use a single tree, hang it up on the side of the smokehouse, that after you killed your you know, your yearling, your beef, your calf, whatever, we call them yearling, a bull yearling, year old calf, shoot him in the head with a .22, and then drag him out to the smokehouse, and take a pulley and pull him up and hang him on a single tree. And, you know, you cut him open and gut him and that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, I had multiple uses for everything back then, you know what I mean?
Sure. Okay. That word drag that you used just then, you would say yesterday I
drug him over here, yeah.
And I have.
I have dragged him. I have drug him, you know, really.
Okay. What about the thing that you would use to break up ground very fine after you plowed?
A harrow? Yeah.
Okay. And
first I'd use a middle buster. Well, first I'd use a turning plow, and then I'd use a middle buster.
That's another type.
Yeah, right. Two different types of big plows, you know. And then I'd, for all of that, though, I guess I'd disc it, break it up.